The House of Representatives is expected to vote today to lift the ban on U.S. citizens traveling to Cuba. This is the third year running that the House has passed such legislation, but this year the Senate is expected to vote the same way, which means legislation might end up on the desk of the president by this fall. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly is following the story, and she joins us now. Welcome, Mary Louise.
Thank you. Good to be here.
First, a bit more detail on the vote today. What exactly is the House expected to vote on?
Well, this is legislation sponsored by Jeff Flake. He's a Republican from Arizona, and his take is, look, for four decades we've had a travel ban. Fidel Castro, the Cuban leader, is still there, so maybe let's try something new. His legislation, I should point out, it doesn't technically scrap the ban. What it does is it blocks the funding that enforces the ban. So effectively, it would end up lifting the travel ban. And it is expected to pass today in the House. They voted on this last year, passed by a comfortable margin of 240 to 186. I just spoke to Jeff Flake's office, and they say they've got the support. They're expecting a similar vote along those lines today.
And the Senate hasn't approved similar legislation before, but this year they might.
Well, that's right. The Senate has almost identical legislation in the works. That legislation made it past a Senate committee last week. It got a unanimous vote of approval, and it's expected to come up for a vote before the full Senate, possibly next week, in the next week or two. I've spoken to several senators. Byron Dorgan, the senator who is sponsoring the legislation, he believes he does have the votes that it will pass. So in theory, you have this legislation quite similar coming out of the House and the Senate. So they could come up with a bill that'll be headed to the president's desk by this fall.
And what about the president? Is he expected to approve it?
In a word, no. And this is where it gets interesting. The White House has been fairly consistent about saying that it will veto any attempt to lift the travel ban or the trade embargo. And I should point out that this vote that's expected today in the House to lift the travel ban does not affect the trade embargo. That remains in place for everything but food and medicine. So the trade embargo stays. But the White House says they are planning to veto any attempt to change policy on Cuba. They repeated this in a statement last week and said they'll only consider changing policy if democratic reforms come about in Cuba. Now, you say this to senators and congressmen on the Hill and say, well, what is the point? The White House says they're going to veto this no matter what. Why bother voting on it? And they say, look, first of all, anything can happen. You don't know what circumstances may change. And secondly, you've got to keep trying. They say momentum is building. A change will come, they say. We're going to keep pushing for it. Mm-hmm.
Just for the sake of clarity on the state of this travel ban, because you hear of people going to Cuba all the time, are they going illegally? Can you travel at all to Cuba these days legally?
You can, and people do. There are several exemptions granted to the travel ban. That comes in for people, journalists trying to travel to Cuba, politicians, academics, Cuban Americans who might need to go home for a particular reason. For the vast majority of Americans, it is illegal to travel to Cuba. That said, plenty of people do it. The Office of Foreign Assets Control, that's part of the Treasury, and they are the ones who enforce the ban. They admit that last year, and these are the latest figures they've got, are the ones from 2001, last year as many as 60,000 Americans went to Cuba in violation of the law. And they tend to do that traveling through a third country, so you would fly to Canada, Mexico, Jamaica, and then onward to Cuba.
You mentioned that the trade embargo remains in place. Any moves on Capitol Hill to get that lifted?
Well, yes. There are many people, senators and congressmen, who see lifting the travel ban as a way to crack open the door, that if you can maybe get a little bit of momentum going, get the travel ban lifted, then perhaps the trade embargo will follow.
Mary Louise, thanks very much.
Thank you, John.
NPR's Mary Louise Kelly.